Hey friend, it's Friday, and that means it's Faith Bomb Friday. Faith Bomb Friday is a quick space for me to highlight a scripture that jumped out to me this week and just share my thoughts, and hopefully give you a quick win for you to finish out this week and finish strong. Let's get to it. Hey, hey, beautiful Kingdom Daughter. Welcome back to the Kingdom Daughters podcast and Faith Bomb Friday. It's Friday. I'm so excited. I hope you have some awesome plans, or maybe just plans to relax and chill and rest in the Lord, whatever it is, that you just have an amazing time and get rejuvenated in your weekend. So before we jump into our Psalm series for Faith Bomb Friday, if you're trying to figure out what to do and how to get into your scripture more, I know I hear that a lot from a lot of you about how it's very tough to get in scripture. You're not sure where to start. You're not sure what to do. I have two great things for you. One is a 30-day Bible reading plan. If you're not signed up for that yet, I would love to get that to you. You can check that out in the show notes. The other is some scripture cards that you can print out and put around your house. I have them kind of in my cupboards. I also have a set that I keep with me, so that when I'm going about my day and I haven't got my scripture yet, I can kind of thumb through those and at least have scripture in my heart, on my mind, speaking it out. So I will also put that link in the show notes as well. Okay, so today we're going to jump into Psalm 69. And I'm just going to read it and then we can talk through it. Okay, this is David crying out to the Lord here, okay? Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink in the miry depths where there is no foothold. I have come into the deep waters. The floods engulf me. I am worn out calling for help. My throat is parched. My eyes fail looking for my God. Those who hate me without reason outnumber the hairs of my head. Many are my enemies without cause, those who seek to destroy me. I am forced to restore what I did not steal. As I was kind of reading through this and looking ahead, this just kind of crawled out to me because, first of all, David is in a very low place, right? And we've all been there. We've all been in like low places, maybe not this to this depth, but how great is it that he can come to the Lord with such vulnerability and authenticity, and he doesn't have to come to him. He's not coming to him with saying like, oh, that my season is bad, Lord, but, you know, he's very, very descriptive here. He is very descriptive in just saying how bad it is and how low he is and how frustrated he is. And I think that's what's so amazing about our relationship with the Lord, is that we sometimes can put on a little pretenses sometimes, or kind of put up show, like on a show, like we have it together, even though it is hard. We're still like, praise the Lord, which is so good. Like, obviously, I always say that we want to declare the goodness of God. We want to make sure that we don't sit in those seasons too long, because it can make us spiral. But there are times when we just need to say, ah, this is really hard, Lord. And he wants to know the details of our life. This is details. This is David getting closer to the Lord by spilling his guts, you know, just spilling out his guts, being honest and saying, I'm frustrated. I am hurting. This is too much. The waters are too deep. The floods are engulfing me. I'm forced to do things I don't want to do and things that I didn't even create. I'm having to apologize and restore spaces where it wasn't even my fault. Right? And it's like, what? Why is this happening? But then in verse 5, it says, you, God, know my folly. My guilt is not hidden from you. So even then he's saying, and yet I know that I've made mistakes. I've made errors. And I bring it all to you. All of it. I bring it all to you. Nothing is hidden from the Lord, right? Nothing is hidden from him. So I don't know why sometimes we have a tendency to try to hide our error or mistakes, you know, instead of just saying like, Lord, nothing's hidden from you. You already know. You already know I'm a mess. I made mistakes, but also some of this stuff really stinks. This is hard. Please help me. Please walk this out with me. Help me to find hope in you and trust in you and be built up to be the woman of God that you've called me to in these hard times. Because hard times create character, right? Produces character and endurance and perseverance, right? It's not always a bad thing to go through seasons as long as we trust in him. So I just wanted to encourage you today to go ahead and read through some of the psalm today and just hear the cries of David's heart, you know, and then find places that there's always something when you dive into the word that will be relatable, I'm telling you. And maybe not every day, you know, I'm reading Joel and Matthew right now. And some of the days I'm like, wow, that was so good. And other days I'm like, oh, thank you for your word, Lord, you know. And it's not like super profound, but we're always hiding the word in our heart. And it's so, so important. So I just encourage you to get in there and read and really ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you and say, okay, what is it in this scripture that you have for me today? And I'm telling you, his word does not return void. He is so faithful and good to speak to you and to teach you and walk things out with you. So, and remember, as I was reading about David just pouring out his heart, you can do that to the Lord. You can. You can be real. You don't have to hide. You can share your inner, deepest, deep, deep thoughts out loud with him, if that makes sense. But don't stay there too long. Don't sit in the mire too long. Don't sit in the hurt too long. Allow him to heal you in those moments, speak to you, encourage you, bless you, walk with you in those moments, and to move forward in what he has called you to do. So that is all I have for you today. I hope and pray that you have an amazing rest of your Friday. Remember, you are seen, known, and loved by God, my friend. Believe God is who he says he is. Receive his amazingly awesome and powerful love, and walk confidently as the beautiful daughter that you are. Have an amazing rest of your day and weekend, and I'll see you next week. Bye now. All right, friend, before you go, really quick, if you've been around for a while and you've been loving the show and you've been listening constantly, first of all, I want to say thank you so much. It means the world to me that you're here, and I just pray that you are continually challenged and blessed by this. But could you do me a favor? Could you go and leave a rating and review? I would love to hear feedback from you. This is one of the only ways I can know that what I am sharing is actually resonating with you. And it also helps to get the message out there to other beautiful women just like yourself. So if you go to Apple Podcasts, I would love for you to leave a rating and review. That would be amazing. All right, that is all. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, and I will see you next time. Bye now.